Welcome to Follow the Sound. I am your host, Brian Kroc. Each week, we explore different aspects of the world of music, and this includes concert reviews, which is what we are bringing to you on this episode. Along with me, of course, is Greg Harvey.
Hey, everybody.
And Jacob Crum.
Them Valkyries didn't ride themselves.
Yes. Now, before we get into our concert review, we just want to say, if you want to help us out, you can always help us out by going to the website, followthesoundpodcast.com, and clicking on that Amazon banner. From there, you do all of your normal shopping, and we get a little bit of money from everything that you purchase. Won't cost you anything extra, though. So it's really super easy. So go to the website, click on the banner, or you can go to followthesoundpodcast.com/Amazon. Jacob Crum.
Yes.
Jacob Crum went to a concert by himself. He did not go with the rest of us.
Aw, poor guy.
Which is perfectly fine, as we all do. We all go to our own separate shows, and then occasionally we get together and like we'll all go to the same show. But this one was a very special one, because he's been talking about this one for a long time, and he's finally getting a chance to review it. Jake, what do you got?
Yes, I have been trying to get you to go to Julian Baker on December 2nd in St. Louis at the Del Mar Hall.
Yes. Was that your first experience at the Del Mar Hall?
It's not my first time there.
Okay.
However, last time I was there, the venue looked completely different. It's had a facelift since the last time I was there.
It's not a bad venue.
I have a love-hate relationship with the venue.
Yeah, okay.
Which we'll get into during the show.
All right, okay.
So Julian Baker came to town. I loved her last album. New album came out. Just a little precursor. I'd been saving listening to the album, even though I already purchased it on iTunes, because I wanted to hear the music for the first time at the concert. Something I have never done before. Like, usually, you know, you grab the album as soon as you can get it and listen to it, and then you know all the words and you go to the concert. But anyhow, so it was a new experience. Anyway.
That's the classic try and actually learn all the songs before you see them moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do that religiously with concerts. I'm like, I want to enjoy the show, so I need to hear as many of their songs as I can on the way to the show.
See, I don't do that at all.
Really?
Well, I'm anti-listening to the band that I'm going to see.
Maybe it's because you actually like know and like the band you're going to go see.
Well, no, because I go see a ton of bands that I don't know anything about.
You're lying.
What?
You're lying.
What are you
because
about?
I have driven out of town to Impossibles.
Okay,
that's
different. That was different. That was a group experience, mm-hmm. and I knew that other people wanted to listen to that.
And
so
there
that's
was not a track on an album put out by that band that we did not listen to on the way to the show.
That is true. But we did listen. We listened to Impossibles, mm-hmm. and we listened to the Stereo, and we listened to like that kind of stuff. I fully admit that, but that was a group activity. But if I'm like going like to a show with Jessica or something like that, I refuse to listen to the band that I'm going to go see, especially if I haven't actually listened to their stuff before. If I only know a little bit about a band, I will not listen to their music before I go to the show.
Okay.
I will go to the show, and then I will listen to the music after the fact. Like I will watch what they do live, and then I will listen to the CD.
Okay. Well, let's get into the show.
I have weird rules. One of these days we're going to get into a show about it, but... Mm-hmm. But
well, I'll probably skip that one. I just
No, because
really...
you've got to be in it, because it's going to be about etiquette as well.
Okay. I just really wanted to take us on a tangent there,
that's
like
fine.
Right before you got to your point, so you're welcome.
Go ahead.
So my point is now null. All right. First person up on stage, his name is Adam Torres. I did not know much about him. He was in my watch list for his Tiny Desk concert,
which are fascinating little concerts that they put
Tiny
together.
Desk.
That's the AV Club, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Awesome.
NPR.
No, that's NPR.
Oh, you're right.
That's NPR.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, so I had not listened to anything of his. After listening to him, I would describe it as Western music disguised as folk. And after seeing him on stage and listening to his music afterwards, this is my favorite track so far. It's called Hatchet.
Bury the hatchet in my heart. My body's been bled white since we've been apart. Every day is a different cut from a page written in the book. I know you never believe me, so watch you cry. Away to bleed.
I like that, Jake.
So what I was getting at with Western disguised as folk is that he, first off, he's a talented falsettist.
Yeah, he's got a high voice.
Yeah, but he doesn't really do the yodeling break that you hear in Western, you know, Western country stuff. However, every piece of the arrangement in there is played on an instrument that is not in a mountain or Western band. So instead of a pedal steel, you have a violin.
Yeah.
Interesting show. I really liked it. However, I was completely, the entire time, I was just thinking to myself how hot it was in the Delmar Hall.
Oh.
It was so warm that no one was talking. Everyone was just listening, which led to what was the most intimate concert I've ever been to.
Hmm. Yeah, that sounds nice by default.
That you never know with the St. Louis crowd whether you're going to get that crowd of people who remain silent. Like, a lot of times you go to a show, there's like some guy pouring his heart out while playing guitar up on stage, and everybody's just like, yeah, so, you know, when at work today, hey, you gonna go order more drinks, man? Can I get another beer?
No, man. The crowd was Japanese quiet.
Wow.
Like, ritually quiet. And Adam Torres and the whole group seemed to eat it up and enjoy it.
Yeah.
The rest of the night was a little bit uncomfortable, but still really fun. So Adam Torres, his band, is kind of always hodgepodge. There's some information out there that I think he's also a producer for his record company.
Mm.
And I don't think he puts together long tours. I think he puts together like 2 and 3 weeks at a time and then mm-hmm. takes studio musicians with him. Because every video that I see of him, he's got different band members.
Oh, okay.
However, one of them's name is Thor, so that's fun. Second group up, I had never heard of before I went to see the show. They're called Half Waif.
Yeah.
And this song is called Nest.
Gathering the papers, gonna make you a nest.
Trippy.
Half Waif is a really interesting band.
I'd like to listen to more, actually, of some of their other stuff.
Well, live, they're really fun because there are three members. It's Nadia Rose Pluckett is basically the heart of Half Waif. And her two band members' names I wrote down and lost the paper. And my tablet just is not working right now. So it's Nadia on, you know, main vocals and some DJ equipment.
Mm.
And then a bass player and a drummer. All three of them sing. So it's EDM with a three-part harmony. And you don't hear three-part harmony in pop music very much anyway.
That's true.
Much less in EDM. So it really stands out. They're a unique thing in and of themselves. The show, however, they were a little rusty.
Oh,
to start
yeah?
the show out. However, they did exactly what all performers should do when you're having a not-so-great show where the screws haven't really been oiled,
mm-hmm.
is address it to the crowd and admit it. And at one point, they kind of all said, like, look, we haven't been on stage for... We took 6 months off from a really long tour that mm-hmm. was, like, Europe and Australia and all over the place. New Zealand. So this is our first time back on stage. Thanks for being with us. And you guys are really attentive. Because everyone was super quiet. So then the crowd got a little bit, started giving people some feedback rather than just sitting there and listening. And you know what? By the end of the show, their last three songs were really tight.
That's good.
So I really enjoyed them, and thanks for coming out, Half Waif. Hope you come back to St. Louis. I've got you on my watch list.
I do like the moment where they're like, wow, you guys are a little too quiet. Like, we'd like you to go a little more rowdy, and that way if we make a mistake or something, you don't really notice.
No, that would have been too bold a statement for this crowd. Her address to the crowd was more like, it was sounded like it what a secretary at an expected mother's office would inside of a coffee shop. Like, she was like, wow, you guys are really attentive. So this is a little, but it's nice to be back on stage. So here you go. I hope you like this one. And then after that song, people started like clapping rather than just going, mm. So then our headliner came up, and Julian Baker is amazing. I love her voice. Some people say that her voice is nondescript. I don't care, because she's got a really powerful voice in a tiny physical package, which is something that really makes me smile. So this her songs are all very swelling and slow burns. So I picked the barn burner of her entire body of work right now. This is Sprained Ankle.
Wish I could write songs about anything other than
So, go ahead.
That is beautiful. I love that. But I've always loved that chord progression. Mm-hmm. That even though it's like just on the guitar like that, reminds me a lot of Explosions in the Sky, like with their intros. And yeah, no, I loved that. That was great.
Doing the little harmonics.
Yeah.
Those are cool. Yeah. Is that? I don't know. Is if that's actually her in this music video that you were just showing there?
Yeah, that's her.
Or not. Is that her?
Mm-hmm.
I really like the music video that's going along with this song,
yes,
too.
Yes, for those of you who don't know, we do a lot of our music off of YouTube.
Well, yeah, and it's just nice to kind of put the face to the music while we're sitting here as well. But she's in her PE clothes, like a high school PE gym clothes. Mm-hmm. And she's standing in the middle of what looks like an abandoned high school cafeteria or something.
An actual abandoned high school cafeteria filmed in.
Yeah.
It turns out not a set.
It looks pretty genuine, because there's the dirt and the graffiti, mm-hmm, and everything too, but it just really haunting, the music going with that image really struck me.
I shared her newest video to the Follow Sound feed. It's called Turn Out the Lights. And the whole video, first off, she doesn't write chorus, verse.
Yeah.
Hook, chorus.
She's songs. More of a storyteller.
Yeah. They're very, these kind of linear songs, and they have hooks in them, but you might only hit them once or twice, or it kind of a lot like They Might Be Giants, how the songs don't have a traditional structure all the time. They kind of have parts, and they go to the parts when they want to go to the parts.
Yeah, and then you create something that is unlike anything else that's been heard before because of it.
So with Turn Out the Lights, the video starts with a cannon fuse in a field lit. And she walks with the cannon fuse through some trees, and then the end of the video, the cannon fuse runs up to a piano, and the piano bursts on fire, and that's when the big finale of the song hits. And it's such a good video. Oh my God.
That's cool.
It's really killer. And that video dropped like 3 or 4 days before I went to the concert. So I was so stoked. I was so stoked for this show, standing in general admission at Del Mar Hall, sweating my balls off because it was crazy hot in there still, and just listening to other people talk about Julian Baker coming on stage And the whole crowd, like, there's a couple points where the side door opened, and where I was standing, a couple of us saw the side door open, and everyone kind of stopped talking for a second to see who walked in, and was like, oh, it's a drum tech. All right, never mind. anyhow, so she came out on stage and just started playing immediately. Didn't address the crowd, didn't say anything. Played three songs without saying a word.
Wow.
Right. Which was kind of weird, but everyone was just with it. And after the third song, somebody just yelled out, I love you, Julian! And she says, thanks. I kind of take a little bit longer to commit than that usually, but you seem like a nice guy.
She's good at this banter thing. I like it.
Then she actually kind of started to talk to the crowd a little bit. And like I said, it was the most intimate show I've ever been to because there was nothing going on. Also, I don't think Del Mar Harum made a whole lot of money off of drinks that night because... Mm. Like, everyone in the crowd was the most sober quinoa eating people I've ever seen. I think I was the only, like, mid-30s straight white male that was at that. Like, usually when I go to shows, there's like, you know, half the crowd is me, like a mirror image of me.
Yeah.
This was not the case at all.
I know that sentiment.
Yeah.
Because
I mean, it didn't make me feel uncomfortable or anything. It was just, I was like, wow, yeah, this is like, there's no me's here. I'm the only me.
I will admit that I have deliberately not gone to shows because I know full well that I would be the weird outlier. So there you go.
Well, you think that, and then you go see My Little Pony in theaters, and everybody in there looks like you. That's the weird part. No, but you said that was like one of her more upbeat songs was the one we just checked out.
Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, this is like it would be hard to get overexcited even if you wanted
well,
to.
Well, this
okay.
is something that you really mm-hmm. want to listen to. I think it's not like a group listening activity necessarily. This is something you want to listen to by yourself.
Maybe
with the lights turned low.
I disagree with that because being just part of the crowd was a really fun experience.
That's different. Being a part of the crowd. I'm talking, you know, like, I mean, this is not the type of thing that, like, Jessica and I would listen to while driving somewhere.
Maybe.
Like, but for me personally, if I were driving, like, by myself or something, mm-hmm. I would definitely listen to this.
Well, yeah, because, like, if you're...
Because I want to have, like, that deeper connection to the music, so...
Mm. Well, and there's plenty of concerts where being a part of the crowd is part of the experience,
yes.
You know? Like, when we went and saw Wayback Point Fest, you have a band like The Offspring playing and you're in the pit, everybody's going, but then you have a concert like this where mm-hmm. you don't have that interaction with the people around you. You feel more connected directly to that artist on stage, and I can feel that, man.
And Del Mar Hall is not a huge venue, even though they can really pack people in. Just the distance from the general admission. I mean, the general admission is only what, 35 feet deep to the stage?
Yeah,
you know,
It's not a very large venue at all, and I keep trying to remember who I actually went there last to see, and I don't remember, but it was definitely a hard hitting band because I was like, mm-hmm. man, they need to be in a different venue for this.
Yeah,
but it was.
So on her last concert, she opened for Death Cab for Cutie.
Yeah, well, I mean, and that's a perfect fit for them.
It really is. It was a really. Sometimes she'd come out on stage to do like some cover songs with them and stuff. It was mm-hmm. really cool. So some of her songs are more intense than this. They just take 5 minutes to get there.
Yeah.
A lot of times she starts out playing a Telecaster or just on the piano and doing a lot of like volume swells and things that you don't appreciate in a car with people, but you do with headphones on or at a show.
Exactly. That's the point I was trying to get at.
And God damn it, she needs a guitar tech to do a volume swell mod on her Telecaster because she's doing it the hard way and there's an easier way to do it. So I am going to just bombard her Facebook feed with volume swell mod tutorials because she needs it. Anyhow,
she needs to enable her cookies so that she just gets all these ads for it.
Well, Jake, it sounds like you, despite being hot at the venue, had a good time.
Yes. Oh, halfway through the show, she brought out a violinist. So that was two violinists that night and went off stage. I saw her set list, by the way.
Yeah.
The guy next to me got it. I was going to ask for it, but he got it. So
okay.
I was kind of pissed. But did not have an encore written on the set list.
Yeah.
But the crowd demanded it, and she came out and played one, and it was really great.
I like that. A true encore.
It was a true, encore. It was a true encore.
Not a planned one.
No.
I hate that crap. It's like, but a true encore. I love that.
It's the best when the artist comes out and says, I don't have any more songs for an encore.
Yeah, I agree with you, because if you're Kiss and you don't have a song that can follow Rock and Roll All Night, then you should just quit being a band.
True.
Like, if you can't top your own stuff and you have to plan to play that as an encore,
say, yeah,
you're doing it wrong.
You got to save it for the encore.
I'm going to tell you this, the weird little side tangent. Best encore that I ever saw was from the band Ha Ha Tonka. And it was because they came out, they did their set, and everybody cheered. They came back on, did another song. They were like, all right, see you guys later. Cheered again. They came back on, did another song. They're like, all right. It's like, bye, everybody. Still cheered, came back on, did a third encore, and that was it. They're like, we've done all of the songs. We can't do any more. And they're like, okay, fine, we'll leave now.
So. Is there something else you wanted to hear?
But that was still my favorite, like, true encore experience. I loved that. So
wow.
But, yep, that all you got, Jake?
That's what I got.
Perfect. I loved it. I'm actually going to go check out these bands later on so I can actually listen to a few more songs. Folks, remember, if you want to help us out, you can go to the website, click on that Amazon banner, and we will get a little bit of money for everything that you buy. It's very simple, easy. Click the banner or go to followthesoundpodcast.com/Amazon. I have been your host, Brian Kroc. Along with me has been Greg Harvey.
Ba with the ba.
And Jacob Crum.
Such a short show, you shouldn't have to remind them who I am.
That is true, but still, you want to take us out, Jake?
Sure. If you hear it, follow the sound.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.